I'm Dr. Julie Gunther. I own a practice in Boise, Idaho called SparkMD. We are a small, cash-based direct primary care practice. And I'm asked pretty often to share with other doctors who are feeling a little bit uninspired in their current construct, how do you go out on your own? How do you open your own practice? So I've done this talk in 5 minutes, and I've done this talk in 3 hours. But I'm just going to give you a few of the pearls. The first and most important thing, in my opinion and the opinion of a lot of small business entrepreneurs, is you need to have a vision. And I would add to that, you need to decide if you're catastrophically unhappy and burnout and need to leave medicine, or if you just need a different model. So something I say quite a bit is, if you love your work but hate your job, find a different job. So what you need to decide is, do you still love your work? Because if you don't love your work, no model of healthcare is going to sustain you. So go open a bakery, open an Etsy store, do something different. Once you've decided you still want to do this work, which I hope is what you will decide, because we pay an incredible price to be able to do this work, the next step is to decide what your vision is. So create a vision. And a lot of my family doctor friends have a hard time with this. So if you don't want to take care of kids anymore, you don't have to take care of kids anymore. If you want to take care of kids, you want to do hospitalist work, you want to do OB, figure out what you want your ideal business model to look like and write it down. Then you need to figure out what you have and what you need. And a lot of people don't think very expansively about what you have. So a good friend of mine speaks Spanish and does colonoscopies. She's one of the only female doctors in her state that does colonoscopies. That's a huge have. What skills do you have that you can use? Do you love ER work? Can you moonlight? Figure out what you have and figure out what you need. When I was opening SparkMD, one of our haves was an overly nice house and an extra car. So we sold our house, we sold our truck, we sold our car, and we took my kids out of private school. We bought a smaller house in the same school district and more conservative cars, which I did not like, but we dealt with it, and that created a nest egg to launch our practice. So figure out what you have and figure out what you need. My third piece of advice is to get a mentor. There are presently 676 DPC clinics in our country, and the vast majority of those physicians are a little bit ahead of you in this process and are happy to mentor you. Google people, find people in your area, learn about them, and call them. Pick up the phone and call. And my last piece of advice, I guess, is to not expect to work hard. So there's a culture in medicine that implies that if we don't have 4,000 patients, if we only have 500 or 600, or we're doing something different, that we've sold out or we're not working hard. I've never worked harder in my life, but I'm happy. Entrepreneurs have a quote, and this is not my quote, but it's entrepreneurs are the only people who will work 60 hours to avoid working 40. And I would contend DPC docs are the only doctors that will work 120 hours to avoid working 80. So I wish you all the best on your adventure towards independent practice.